Welcome to the 92nd Navigator. I'm Joel Brooklyn. We started yesterday by talking about inner peace, but for the working professional. And one of the things we discussed is how difficult it is for regular working people, and regular is the wrong word, but people that have jobs, that have families, that have the what I'll call the daily grind, to get to that place of inner peace. If you were a yogi and you could sit on a mat all day long or in an ashram all day long, they have a chance at being able to pull this off. But for those of us that are in the daily grind, it's very tough to do. And it's not that realistic that we can live every moment in bliss with the lifestyles most of us carry. But what we can do is we can take a few minutes each day to find that inner peace. And if it starts out with you know, 4 or 5 minutes, all of a sudden you start to improve that as you go, the practice, you increase the time that you spend in that particular mindset. And if you can get to a point where even 5% of each day you're in that mindful, relaxed state, that puts you in a better place than 99% of the people that are around you. So you can get there, right? And there's a lot of different ways to get there. We touched on those yesterday. But one of those is just to get out in nature. There's nothing like the beauty of nature to bring you to a place of inner peace. Take off your headphones, put your phone away, and just observe your surroundings. You know, as you're walking, listen to the sounds of the birds, watch the leaves blow, listen for the wind, and just be present and take it all in. And by doing that, that gives you that few minutes of inner peace. And if you're out in nature for a longer period of time, well, then stay there. Stop letting all the other stuff come in your head and just get out there and pay attention to what's happening in nature, because it makes a big difference. Once you let all the other stuff come in, once you get up in your mind and you start focusing all those things you have to do for the day or all the problems you're having or the issues at work, then you start to lose it. But if you can just take that time where you find an activity, and again, a great one is just getting out in nature. Take a walk in the woods, walk on the beach, go by the water, whatever is near you. Find that place in nature where you can get away from other people, where you can get away from other problems, and just go out in nature and clear your head. If you know of anybody that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or to Stitcher where they can pull on the show. If you haven't yet subscribed yourself, just go to iTunes and hit the subscribe button. And while you're there, if you'd be so kind as to leave a review, that would be very much appreciated. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 92nd Navigator. We're going to talk about quieting your mind and how you can do that to get to that place of inner peace. But for today, find a way to get yourself out in nature and just try to get to that place of inner peace for a few minutes. Start with a few minutes and then build from there. Thank you.